This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 389 for Thursday, May 11th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower on Thursday morning, following the lead of comparable oils. Crude oil is down more than $1 US per barrel after ADES International postponed its initial public offering to the second half of 2023. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are also lower. The Canadian dollar is losing more than 6/10 of a United States cent compared to Wednesday's close. The July canola contract is down $9.80 per ton at $724.90, while the November canola contract is down $8.80 per ton at $702.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all trading lower ahead of Friday's monthly supply-demand estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Turkey's foreign minister said yesterday he thinks the Black Sea Grain Initiative can be extended by at least 2 months, as negotiations for its renewal continued with Russia, Ukraine, and the United Nations. However, Russia is seeking concessions before it renews the agreement. Traders are expecting today's weekly export sales report from the USDA to show between 100,000 tons of old crop cancellations to 800,000 tons of net new sales, while new crop bookings are expected to be below 300,000 tons. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that 965,000 barrels of ethanol were produced per day for the week ended May 5th, a five-week low, while stockpiles were a calendar year low of 23.29 million barrels. The July corn contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.88. Export sales for U.S. soybeans are expected to be 150,000 to 500,000 tons of old crop and up to 200,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal sales are also estimated to be between 550,000 and 300,000 tons of old crop and up to 50,000 for new crop. Soy oil sales are projected to be up to 12,000 tons for old crop and 10,000 for new. The Rosario Grain Exchange cut Argentina's soybean production estimate yet again, this time by 1.5 million tons to 21.5 million. However, the trade average is 24.2 million. The July soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $14. U.S. wheat export sales for the week ended May 5th are estimated to be between 775,000 and 300,000 tons for old crop, as well as between 100,000 and 325,000 tons for new crop. Strategy Grains raised their 2023-24 European Union soft wheat production estimate by 1.1 million tons to 130 million. Meanwhile, Rosstat said that Russian wheat stocks as of April 1st were 79% above average. The July Chicago wheat contract is up down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.35. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.49. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.40. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, May 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.